All right, let's look through the window of baseball. We do it for True and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. We bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle on this gorgeous Sunday morning. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Pretty good. It was a tough one last night, Bruce, and I get some of your reactions to watching the game last night.
Well, you know, it was really a shame. I mean, there was so much excitement over the night before, you know, Arroyo hitting the big home run and everybody sensing this great new mood around the team. And, you know, one game certainly doesn't destroy that. But when you get a good outing from Matt Cain and the game blows up like it did, it's kind of a, you know, it's a spirit crusher for the moment. It was a shame. I mean, I guess, you know, Ramirez, we hardly knew you. He's been designated for assignment, but I don't think he really endeared himself to the fans. I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere and definitely couldn't hold that job. So they'll see what's next man up in that category. But it was just a shame because, you know, a lot of things were going well.
Bruce, I'm a blood and guts guy, and Marty is a man of great rationale. And to me, while it's just one loss in the loss column, it felt more deflating than that. What camp are you in, Bruce?
Well, it does at the time, but then the next morning shows up, you know, when you've been around ball a long time, it takes a pretty devastating loss to where it's really bugging you the next day.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if anybody's, if it's lingering. Of course, with Ramirez, that's one thing, but,
sure.
You know, it's just a new day and bright sunshine tends to make people feel good about what's coming.
Well, we got bright sunshine for sure. Bruce, we did not see the Ramirez DFA. Did they make a corresponding move?
All I saw just looking on Twitter here was that he was designated for assignment, so I don't know what the follow-up move is.
Okay, we'll have to see what that is, but not shocking after watching last night. Those were a couple of long home runs. And, you know, you've been around the game, and we learn from managers, and sometimes you see moves in the middle of the game or late in the game, you say, my God, why is he putting him in? Why isn't he putting the other guy in? Then you learn after the game the other guy was not available, and that's sort of what happened to Bochy last night.
Yeah, and he kind of gave, you know, Ramirez as much rope as he was going to get on his way out of town. You know, he definitely gave him a, you know, an opportunity. It didn't work out, but yeah, I mean, you never really know who's as far as the availability of guys, and you know, it's pretty common for relievers to somebody will say, "How are you tonight?" Oh, I'm good. Well, meanwhile, his arm's falling off. You know, so. And sometimes you're not really aware of a guy pitching through tremendous pain just because he doesn't want to say no. But in this case, I guess it was pretty clear cut.
Yeah, I think that's what happened with Melanson last night. They had used him 3 or 4 days in a row, and he had warmed up, and he just wasn't going to be available, and they pushed everyone back. Mm-hmm. And look, let's face it. You know, you need 12 outs. You have two guys who are sort of long guys on your team, and those are the situations you got to produce. And if you can't produce, then you got trouble. And, you know, you have to produce in that situation. You can't tell the manager you can't put in a guy to get 3 outs or 4 or 5 outs if that's his job.
Yeah, and I think they're still trying to figure it out. I mean, there's been some talk that they, you know, the bullpen's been fixed and the roles are set, but I'd be surprised if that's really the case over the next couple of months. I think we'll see a lot more transition because guys are just, you know, they're up and down. You know, we know they've got the stuff, you know, Law and Okert and Strickland and all these guys, but it's hard to count on them 100% just yet. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, Bochy is really lucky he doesn't have to worry about the ninth. Mm. I mean, that's a huge thing because last year he had to factor that in, and it got just too complicated to work. And now he's got that ace in the hole with Melanson. Most nights he'll get a night off occasionally, but that's a real comfort zone for him.
What a crazy night last night. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle with us. Look at the Dodgers coming back to back. The Giants go in there next. Bruce, they face a lefty today. They face three lefties down in L.A. They do not hit lefties at all right now. Their on-base percentage is like .280, slugging .320 against lefties. But look at Dodgers back-to-back-to-back last night. Fernando Rodney explodes last night. You know, it's April baseball. There's still a lot to be played, and you learn in April. That's I tell you, I can't say it enough.
Well, that was a great win by the Dodgers. I mean, they're down 3 and just boom, 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 and then they win it with a couple of hits and a lucky break. You know, then the players are storming onto the field, and you feel like, yeah, we can do anything around here. But Bellinger was the guy who really caught my attention. This guy, he's kind of built like Brandon Bell. He's really long neck guy, and he has a long approach, a long swing, everything. But, man, he just has tremendous power. And he hit, I think he hit two out last night, didn't he?
Yeah, two out. He looks like Sean Green.
Interesting guy. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, with the Dodgers coming in, or going down to L.A., and all those lefties, I think it's a good opportunity for Morse and Arroyo. Now, these are the guys that have kind of brought the team back spiritually. And they're not upset about facing the lefties, and it'll be a good shot for them to do some damage.
Oh, Nunez, too. Nunez got a couple of hits last night, and Bobby Evans said it the other day. Well, he's 6-for-42. That's okay because he's going to get hot at some point.
Wow.
So maybe this is the time for him to get hot going down there. Bruce, again, trying to analyze the club, and Sunday morning we always take a little more philosophical approach. The way the outfield is presently constituted, if this is what it is in August, there's no way. You can't have this kind of outfield. You've got to get some production out there. You've got to get guys who are not being moved from other positions into the outfield. They've got to solidify this outfield somehow.
Yeah, they really do, and it's hard to see a way out just yet. I mean, you're not going to see Morris out there, you know, all the time in left. You don't want to see Belt out there. You know, he's a good athlete, but that's not where he's supposed to be. He's the first baseman. You know, Nunez is going to have to be out there with Arroyo at third when Crawford comes back, so he factors in there. Nunez in left, I don't think is too terribly bad. He's got a good arm. He's got good instincts. I think he can handle that. And Pence in right. But, you know, center field is a problem. You have no idea when Span's going to be back. He's so injury-prone here late in his career that you can't trust him. I love Stubbs on defense, but the guy just doesn't hit.
No.
And Gorky's Hernandez is just he's not an everyday guy out there. So that's something they gotta fix. And you know, center field, that's a tough spot to if you don't have one, you're trying to find one. That is very difficult to do. It's a lot different than, you know, say a left fielder, for example. Well, we'll just put Nunez out there and that'll work out. But center field is, you know, you want defense first. Yeah. And then you get, you know, what you can out of the guy offensively. But on this team, with nobody really hitting in the outfield, it really is glorified how many problems they have in the outfield.
No doubt. And Span, like you said, who knows when he's coming back. And, boy, he's not brought a lot of virtues to the table yet as a San Francisco Giant, because he doesn't have a lot of range or arm in center field. He's injured. He hasn't had much success at the plate. Will Myers last night, when he hit that one, he said that's all he could put into a ball.
Wow,
and then 7:20, Mike and Dwayne and the crew for NBC Sports Bay Area harken back to the big cat, Andres Galarraga, and his blast. What'd you think when you saw that last night, Bruce? Will Myers and almost putting it on the promenade.
I was thinking about Galarraga instantly. I mean, he put one up, you know, onto the concourse. It cleared everybody, cleared all the people, except the concessionaires, and that remains the, you know, the all time shot. But Will Myers, I mean, oh my God! And he had so much loft on the ball. It was just an awesome shot for that kid. He's a tremendous player. But yeah, you put one out there at AT&T. You've really it's a big boy homer, as Grucco says.
I like when the left fielder doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's a great, seriously, it's like one of those cool moves, you know, you just stand there.
Yeah, just not even an inch.
No, and Nunez, I think it was Nunez out there, I just looked, he never moved.
Never moved. Is there any doubt that if Bumgarner were healthy and on the mound today, he'd put one right in Myers' ribs?
I think he'd buzz him for sure. I mean, those two have had a little bit of a tiff in the past. It wasn't much, but he ticked off Bumgarner somehow. I don't know if you drill a guy just for that. I mean, he made a little bit of a show of it. And
he watched it, Bruce. He watched it.
He turned it.
But it goes on so much today.
Yeah,
it's such a part of the game. Unless you hit my guy, I don't think you're hitting a guy for pimping the home run.
Okay.
No, that's those days have got to be over. Mm-hmm. They really do. I mean, if you got a kid that just came up and he hits an opposite field homer and he flips his bat 12 feet in the air, that, you know, that's one thing.
Right.
You know, you haven't been around long enough to make a big show of yourself. But you know, a guy like Myers is coming on strong. The fans love him, and you know, if he wants to get a little excited, I'm all for that. He does not deserve to get bruised ribs because he got excited over a home run.
No, the game's different today. It's a different game. Bruce Jenkins with us from the Chronicle. Pat and I had some fun with a couple of things we're going to do on the postgame show today. And I read a sentence, and you fill it in with the last word. So we'll give you a couple of these. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm glad to see April end because...
because it was really awful. In ways that we could not have expected.
Yep. It's true.
Yep.
When Bochy goes to the bullpen, he is thinking,
oh, my God, what next?
That's what Pat
said.
Hey,
Bruce and I are on the same wavelength. I need to get out body surfing here soon. Yeah.
May will be a blank month for the Giants.
It'll be... what's the word? It'll be an improvement. They'll make them forget about April. They'll be more themselves. It'll be an impressive month for the Giants, I say.
Okay, very good. That's
not
a good one. All right, one more. Blank will lead the Giants in home runs this season.
Oof. Oh man, I'm going to say Posey.
Really?
He hasn't really shown that, but. I don't think Arroyo is quite ready to do it. Pence he's gonna hit some bombs. Morse probably won't be playing enough. I think it's going to wind up being Posey and probably less than 30.
All right, very
What's
good.
What's your answer?
I still think Belt. For some reason, I still think Belt's going to hit 25 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I think once the weather heats up and they get on the East Coast and get to some of those small ballparks down in Florida. Florida's not a small one, but I think they hit well there.
Yeah,
but
Cincinnati,
Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia, and you get into Milwaukee and even Wrigley. I think that it heats up, and I think they're going to do better. So I'm going to stick with Belt on that.
I'm going to go with Crawford. Okay. Crawford will lead the team in home runs this year.
All right.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
That'd be it. Well, boy, Bruce, you never know where it's going to go. Isn't it amazing? You never know where it's going to go. And you go to spring training, you think you know something, and all of a sudden the season starts, and it's like spring training never happened.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about it. You know, every day I always tape that quick pitch show and watch the highlights from the previous night to get an idea what happened. And, you see all these phenomenal plays. You see home runs going 480 feet from guys you haven't heard of, or you're plugging into a guy like Aaron Judge, you know, or Thames. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. And there's a lot more to go. Hey, nice to have you with us. We're looking forward to seeing you at the park, hopefully the next homestead.
That sounds like the plan.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
Thanks,
have a
Bruce.
Good morning.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I love Bruce.